Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the great preachers of our time. Someone I've been following now for, golly, almost 30 years. And I'm glad to say that he's been part of our brain trust now for about almost 10 years. Coming up on 10 years. How about that? He's the author of some very important books on how to think about the future. He's a filmmaker, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Fun to be back.
It's good to have you back, Joel. Good to have you back. Hey, one of the things that's very exciting about technology, I think, and of all the technology that we're getting bombarded with, that you know, in any given day we hear about it, but we don't necessarily need it. One of the technology sectors out there that's very exciting that could have an immense impact on our lives and on our productivity is the battery research. And you've got something to tell us about that, an update on that.
Yeah, what's going on in the battery research is we've moved from, I wonder if it would work, to, can we make this idea work really well so we can commercialize it? And there are batteries called flow batteries. It's a funny description, but basically what they're doing is they're taking a chemical, complex chemical. When they hit that chemical with electricity, it splits into two more simple chemicals. If you let them then recombine, you get electricity. So in a sense, the splitting of the chemical into the two simpler chemicals, you can store them. That's why the word flow, it's like liquids. You store a liquid material in one container and a liquid container.
How is this different from a regular battery?
Well, number one, it'll hold its charge for a very, very long time. Number two, it can hold. You can build these things really big, and big meaning you could have one to support your home.
Commercial
situations, and this is really important, the episodic energy that comes from wind at 2 a.m., right, where nobody wants the electricity generated that if you have the flow batteries. But the problem with the flow batteries is the material, the chemicals, have been very expensive and pretty nasty. The new breakthrough is that they've got a new electrolyte, it's called, what they call the chemical, that is cheap, 60% less cost to build the same power battery, and it's safe.
Hmm.
And that is part of the commercialization. Now, if you're going to have it in your home, you don't want something toxic.
So a regular battery, when we think about a regular battery, we think about something that needs to have a small form factor, right?
Yep.
And to go into a little device or whatever. So in order to have a small form factor, you lose storage capacity with convenience, I guess. And so the flow sounds to me like what I've seen about in the diagrams of the flow battery. If you don't have to worry about space, they can spread out the elements of the battery and combine them when you need them, and that creates more a longer life battery. How did I do? Does that sound right?
Pretty good, and then add much cheaper, longer lived, cheaper, and capable of scaling. I talk about paradigm shifting and paradigm enhancement. The flow battery concept was a paradigm shift. Now we're into the enhancement side, which is how do we make it work really well? And this, by the way, this research was done by a national lab. So here again, we have our federal employees doing wonderful things, and this will commercialize. This will absolutely.
Could this be applied to a vehicle?
You know, I think that's going to be the next question, Jim. Which is, because before it was, well, it's liquid, it's sloshing around. Well, so is gasoline.
We
have sloshing liquid in our cars already.
The reason I'm saying that is, if you're driving around in a little four-door car, then the size of the battery is important. But if you're driving a semi, you might have room for a bigger battery.
You better believe it. I think it's you start to ask questions we couldn't ask before. And because the material is now so cheap, putting it in the car makes sense.
Look at the carbon footprint impact this would have, folks, if we could do something like this, right? Yeah, right, Joel?
Yeah. And you know, the other question we haven't asked yet, and I haven't looked at this, is how quickly can you split the chemicals to get them back to their charged state?
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen a discussion on that, so I'm going to do research on that between now and next time we get together to find
out. Flow batteries, folks. Flow storage batteries. That's the term you want to start looking for when you get the news about battery technology. Start paying attention to the flow battery, flow storage battery technology. And as has happened with many things Joel's talked to us about, it may be in our future very soon. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.